Shalom, dear brothers and sisters, and God bless you all. Welcome to today's daily devotion. Once again, I am your brother Lawrence Tay, reaching you from Saskatoon, Canada. This has been the third day on the thought seeking spiritual blessings. We established the fact that in the parable of the sower in Matthew Gospel chapter 13, we saw from verse 20 to 21 that he that receiveth seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet have he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Praise the Lord. So we saw that this type of believer is not able to overcome tribulations in order for him to enjoy the spiritual blessings that comes when we endure to the end. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ought to be established and endure to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us read from Revelations chapter 22, verse 14. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, and I don't know of you, but the biggest blessing that a born-again believer is looking up to is the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe that is the real blessings of God, which are spiritual. All other things are temporal. All the earthly, the material blessings and whatever, they are all temporal. Spiritual, seeking and yearning for the second coming of our Lord is the greatest blessing that we can ever think about. Hallelujah. Nothing whatsoever can or remotely compare with that future glorious city. And what is that city? The holy city, the heavenly Jerusalem, that will descend from heaven as a bride adorned for his husband. Jesus Christ, being our husband, said he is going to prepare a place for us, and where he is, there we shall also be. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ sits on top of this city and is the light of this city. Jesus Christ is the tree of life. Amen. Our first parents chose the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and they lost access to the tree of life. Amen. But thank God that on that day when our Lord died on Calvary cross, the Bible said the veil in the temple was rent into two. And now, I and you, we can have access to enter into the Holy of Holies by Jesus Christ. But how are we going to do that? As we read in Revelation 22, verse 14, it said, "Blessed are they that do his commandments." Hallelujah. If we obey his commandments. Praise the Lord. What are the commandments of the Lord? They are none other thing than his word. The revealed scripture, revealed for our day. The Bible ends with a focus on the future eternal blessings, which is a reward for our obedience to his unfolding word as it is being revealed unto us each and every way of our Christian life. If we are willing and we obey, we shall eat the fruit of the land. Amen. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, shall we also read that portion of scripture as we go on with our thought? The Bible says, Revelation 22, verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book." Blessed is he. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that keep the saying of this book. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, may we endeavor to keep the sayings of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. As we all know, the New Testament fulfills the Old Testament, which was a shadow of the real thing. And what's the real thing? The real thing is in the person of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who became the captain of our salvation in every point of his life here on earth. He experienced whatever we as believers, we as his followers will ever go through. He also went through and became the captain of our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be a blessing, such a spiritual blessing, if the events of the Lord's coming will not take us unawares. Amen. And I believe it is definitely not going to take us unawares. If we are being blessed, we are established, we have his spirit. Amen. What joy and what blessing when the beloved saints who have gone on before resurrect in their immortal bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we, brothers and sisters, what manner of people are we going to be? And what manner of holiness is required of us to be able to share in this great blessing so that our bodies also will be changed into the immortal? Hallelujah. It will be a great blessing to recognize these saints who resurrected when they will appear in our midst. Hallelujah. It is going to be a glorious time. I can just imagine what a blessing it will be. Amen. The joy that we are going to share. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing can be compared unto that blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we also read from Revelation chapter 20? Verse 6. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. For such the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our bodies that have been changed, we will then be summoned to meet the Lord in the air. What a blessing to meet the Lord at the wedding supper. There can be no greater blessing than this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To meet at the Lord's supper, to have the wedding garment, to meet the Lord, there will be forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen. So, my brothers and sisters, it is a time. Our Master, we are in a greater expectation that our Master will soon appear. Amen. We must be wide awake. We must be wide awake. We must also keep our physical clothes while we live in a world that is flanked in nakedness. The Bible says what? They are poor, they are blind, they are naked, but they don't know it. But we who are in a great expectation for the coming of the Lord, oh, we should put on our garments of righteousness. We must be wide awake. Amen. For we are in the greater expectation, the greatest of all blessings. The Lord's coming is a great blessing, and is going to be a great blessing, second unto none. May the Lord richly grant us the grace to always, whatever we go through, tribulations, trials, and whatever the world denies us in this world, in our sojourning here on earth, let us not lose focus. For the appearing of the Lord is our greatest blessing that we can ever think about. Oh Lord, may the Lord grant us grace. May the Lord grant us the power. May the Lord make us wide awake, keep us wide awake to escape the corruption that is in this world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, and have a blessed day. Until tomorrow, shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen.